T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8 minutes now in front of 4 o'clock. We have all the news and weather coming up at 4 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Timberwolves on the radio tonight. They play the Pelicans at Target Center. Pre-game 6:30, tip 7 o'clock. Alan Horton on the TV side. You'll, of course, Kevin Lynch, Fox Sports North, one of their analysts. Timberwolves certainly been a struggle here this season. Kev, good to visit with you. How you been?
I'm doing well, Steve. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's been a while, and here we are. And you probably hear from me now on a regular basis. You probably aren't going to get rid of me now, Kev.
Yeah, well, hey, I was listening to you earlier talk about, you know, Hank Aaron passes away. Oh. And wouldn't Ty Cobb be on that Mount Rushmore list or whatever?
Yeah, you know, you think in the history of the game, you know, you got to have Babe Ruth and Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. So who would be the fourth? That to me, those are the three no-brainers.
Okay.
The Babe, Hank, and Willie.
Right.
So, you know, beyond that, that gets tricky.
Well, so who do you think? Ted Williams? I talked to my dad about this one time, and he said, I think he said Ted Williams might be one of the greatest hitters. He might be, you know, right there at the very top. You know, 1, 2, 3, Ted Williams. So,
yeah, I think the fourth, you would think you'd need to pick someone from the modern era,
yeah,
to be in that group. You know, you look at, you know, maybe like what Ken Griffey Jr. did,
yeah,
in his, you know, that's where it gets tough. Hey, Kev, time a little bit tight. But Gophers get beat by Maryland at the Barn 63-49. But we're here to talk Timberwolves. Once again, it's just been a struggle with injuries and illness and so on. You can't really get a read on this Timberwolves team with all of that, in fairness, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I kind of caution everybody to not get too down on this team until you have Towns. You know, he's by far the most talented and the best player on this team. So maybe just kind of reserve your thoughts too much. And they deserve some criticism right now, for sure, the way they've played. But let's just kind of wait until Towns gets healthy. He's out there on the floor, and give this team, you know, 20 or 25 games to really judge what they can do, and the coaching staff and Rosas, the guy who put this roster together. So once they get a chance to play together a little bit, and not just a couple games, they need, like, you know, 10, 20 games, like I said, and then we can judge a little bit more. But it's sinking right now. I mean, last night's game was ugly. And I mean, I don't know what you do. I mean, this is the team you got, and if you're going to get, they're in a hole right now, Steve, and if they don't make some major efforts to get out of this hole, it's going to get worse. So hopefully that doesn't happen.
D'Angelo Russell out of the lineup tonight. As you mentioned, Karl Anthony Towns, health and safety protocols, out of the lineup. Those are the two guys that this team have really been built around, and with them out of the lineup, once again, hard to pass judgment. But you look at social media, you kind of hear the buzz, and the question is Ryan Saunders in any sort of trouble, or is there no way to judge Ryan Saunders because of the injuries and illness?
Yeah, I think that's probably that's another thing that you just kind of, you need to wait a little bit to see. I mean, say Towns comes back, whenever that's, hopefully it's soon, you know, in the next week or so, And then, you know, they get a few games under their belt as a complete team, and maybe they go on and win, you know, the next 6 or 7 games out of 10. Maybe that's a possibility. What if that happens and then everything tends to calm down when your team starts to win a little bit? So, yeah, I don't know. I haven't been hearing too many little birds, you know, chirping in my ears about his job security or whatever, but you know, for sure, when you're a losing team at the NBA, at that level of basketball, that's always going to be a part of it. Is where the coach, does he fit, and what type of job is he doing, like I said, hopefully it doesn't get really bad here in the next month or so. But if it does, I mean, he's a part of the equation too.
Finally, about a minute left. Anthony Edwards, your thoughts so far? What do you see out of this young man?
He's young. He's raw. He's got talent. But he looks just like a one-on-one player. You know, it's like really the baskets he's gotten, for the most part, Steve, are just kind of mop-up time and also just kind of one-on-one. You know, it's just where he just kind of breaks you down one-on-one. He's talented there, and that's obviously a useful skill, but he's got to get more mature. He's got to get locked in defensively, and he's got a long way to go. So I hope he can figure it out. He seems like he's got a big personality, which will help him, too, become a better player. But he's intriguing, and he's got some talent, and that team needs talent.
All right. Well, tonight, Timberwolves, Pelicans at Target Center. And we already talked about the availables. Josh Okogie, probable. Ricky Rubio, questionable. Juancho Hernan Gomez, out. D'Angelo Russell out, Karl Anthony Towns out of the lineup. Kev, always great. Thanks.
Hey, Steve, maybe I should bring my jock strap tonight. Maybe I'll suit up. They might need me out there.
Get some NBA minutes. Take the check, Kevin.
Yeah, hey, that's not a bad check. Idea. Maybe I will dig it out, dust it off, and bring it down there to downtown.
They could use you. Kevin Lynch on the wing. I love it. All right, take care. There he is, Kevin Lynch, Fox Sports North Timberwolves analyst, joining us here on News Talk E30WCCO. You can hear the game on the radio, or you can hear it on radio.com or the radio.com app, or on your smart speaker. Ask your smart speaker to play News Talk E30WCCO. We'll have the news and weather in a moment.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.